obviously, you know, for us, we're coming into the, you know, the four final practices of the voluntary OTAs. And what I told the players is that we need to do a better job when we come back, obviously, from a long weekend. I wouldn't use the word disappointed. That's the one thing I don't want to say, because I'm not disappointed. But we have to do a better job in being able to come back and really attack it, and meaning go after it, meaning with the competition, you know, physically, being in shape, being ready to go, and also mentally. What I explained to the players really during this OTA, voluntary OTA process, to give you guys a little insight of what we're trying to get done is, you know, I'm a firm believer that no one really makes the team right now in OTAs. Nor is there a point where, you know, someone's going to really hurt themselves to a point where, you know, they're not going to make the team. Even though if we have a chance to better our roster, we will make moves. But the one thing that is going on during the OTAs, or a couple things that are going on, is that we are obviously, you know, the first time together working with these players. Schematically, you know, we're putting a lot in. We have a lot in now, you know, a large percentage of it close to the end. And you can see that sometimes we become saturated with that and, you know, we're making some mistakes out there. But the players are working to get better. During the same thing with the OTAs, what we're really trying to establish is the ability to earn reps. And the reps that we're talking about are the reps that when we do put the pads on. And when we do put the pads on, it changes. And I told the players that. There have been players that during OTAs have not performed as well. And when we put the pads on, really picked it up and did a nice job and earned himself more reps through that preseason. And in my experience, there's been players that have been lights out during OTAs. And then all of a sudden, when we put the pads on, you know, really didn't show up the same way. You know, so for us right now, you know, we're working our way to earn reps during camp. And then when the pads come on, it'll be an evaluation period. We want to finish up the next 2 days strong. Then the veteran players will have a week off. And then we'll come back with a mandatory mini camp. And we will put more game planning into that mini camp than just plain installation of what we've been doing. So by the end of this week, we'll be done installation-wise.
Coach, is it safe to say right now that Kevin Cobb's got the best control of the offense at this point?
Is it safe to say that Kevin Cobb has the what control?
The best control of the offense at this point among the four quarterbacks?
I think Kevin has done a nice job. But I also think that E.J. Manuel and Tavares have done a good job at times. All three at times have done a nice job. Again, you know, Tavares and Kevin, you know, have experience. So you would think coming in that they would feel very comfortable in those situations. But I've been very, very happy and even, I don't want to use the word surprised because it's, we were, you know, our expectations high. But I think EJ has done I think he's done a very good job. So, you know, for us, it's going to be tough, you know, with the decisions and the reps as we move forward.
Coach, does it help that Tavares and Kevin have both had experience competing for quarterback jobs?
I think at the end of the day, honestly, Murph, that, you know, I think as a coach, you sit here and you have guys with experience and it gives you the ability to maybe sleep better at night. But at the end of the day, you're still talking about results on the field, and that's what you're looking for.
What are your thoughts on you can't really get a good gauge of your running attack, given that there's no pads and, you know, very limited, if any, contact. What are your thoughts on C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson? Given that there were questions last year as to how they were used, I know this is not about last year, but just your overall thoughts on the running attack and where you see C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson in your backfield?
Well, I think, one, obviously, I don't really know the whole situation from last year. I see that we have two backs that can produce results. I think that you'll see that, you know, CJ has great ability to get outside, you know, and I think and also run inside. And I see CJ Spiller has, from the time that I've been here, has worked extremely hard to really step his game up. And that's exciting, you know. And I've seen Fred as a veteran player, and I like to think that it's not because it's a new staff, really work hard and look good. And I think that we have an opportunity to have two backs back there that can be productive And at times, and, you know, we've had them in the same backfield, you know, together, you know, during this camp. And I think we it gives us a great sense of, you know, it's not that one guy. And I think when we get into it, we'll be able to spell the guys when we need it. And my philosophy has always been if someone starts off and they're running well, is just keep feeding them the ball.
So you wouldn't have any reservations of limiting CJ because of his size to say?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely not. I think that's, you know, I've really seen him, you know, as well as Fred, work on the things that can make them both complete backs. And that's our goal. Our goal is, you know, when we put a back there, to make sure that they're complete backs.
Coach, I know your time with him has been limited, but Zebry Sanders is a guy coming back from a couple of pretty painful injuries and surgeries. How is he progressed, and what do you see maybe as his potential with the team?
I think, you know, that's a difficult question to answer because of the availability. So, you know, I really don't know. And I think that's, you know, that's the problem when players get injured. You have a couple things. One, when you have experience with a player and he's injured, you kind of rely on that, thinking that he's going to come back and be better or start off where he left off, which you really don't do. And then when you're talking about a player that you have no experience with and he hasn't been available, I don't think it would be really fair to me to judge him. I'm just waiting to see him get healthy. And for all expectations right now, he should be healthy for training camp.
Coach, can you just comment on some of the cross-training you're doing with your offensive lineman, Thomas Welsh, as an example at guard today?
I think when you look at us offensively, you see a lot of cross-training in all the positions, not only just the offensive line, but also the receiver position. You know, not as much with the running backs or obviously the quarterbacks. And on defense, you're seeing a lot of cross-training with multiple positions. So, you know, what cross-training does, it just gives you the ability to play the best players that are available. And then when you have injuries, you know, obviously you can plug people in rather than plug in the backup. And the backup might not be better than the backup at another position and move people around. So I've always been a big believer in cross-training. And you need it because when you get to game day, it gets difficult at this level, you know, with the limited amount of numbers that you have. So you want to be able to cross-train, especially if you, you know, speaking from experience with the offensive line, you're only going into a game with about seven linemen dressed. So, you know, you're going to have, you know, out of that group, you have to have three centers. You know, you go into a game with maybe two quarterbacks dressing, you're going to have someone else that can play quarterback and take snaps. So those are the things that are challenging, you know, for us as coaches to make sure we're cross-training and giving players an opportunity to make in the team.
Coach Lee Smith was in a walking boot. Did something happen to him yesterday? And what is his prognosis looking forward?
Yeah, we had an injury in the weight room, and, again, he'll be available for training camp. Yep.
I know it's a crowded receiver group, but can you talk specifically about what you've seen out of T.J. Grant?
You know, last year it was kind of tough on tape to see, you know, the production, you know, knowing it was his rookie year. And I think it's very difficult, and we have to be very conscious of rookies, you know, because it gets to be a long year for them. But the one thing I have, I've been very, very pleased with his performance and his results. So I've seen a player that has been producing and has done more now and then what I saw on tape. Now I'm looking forward to that converting, you know, when we put the pads on and we start playing.
So going back to the rookie camp, you've had the rookies in for about 3 weeks now. Can you talk about what you've seen from Kiko Alonso? I mean, do you see a progression of him picking things up quickly? And he gets an awful lot of reps out there. I'm just wondering what you see from him.
I do. I see a player that's, you know, very comfortable out there. And you know, sometimes you look at someone, they come in, you know, bright-eyed and trying to get a sense of what's going on around them. But, you know, I see him coming in with a purpose and a willingness to compete for a starting position. And, you know, he's shown that he has all the ability to play all three downs, you know, within the defense, whether it be run, pass, nickel, sub, you know, whatever it may be. So, you know, we're excited about seeing how he progresses. But, again, you know, we'll see. You know, if he can make the same type of growth that he's making now when we put the pads on, you know, he has a chance to be a good football player.
Coach, I know you say you like to have competition all over the roster, mm-hmm. and depth and everything like that, but the cornerback spot, the second spot especially across from Stephon Gilmore,
You've got, it seems like, four guys vying for a spot there. And could you just outline that position for us?
Sure. Well, one, obviously, we're looking forward to Leotis coming back. You know, he's working some drills with us now. He'll be obviously available full speed for training camp. And I think, you know, and the other one, it's a tough call right now. I think there is competition there. I think we have three or four guys that can play on the outside. I think we have two or three guys that can play on the inside with nickel. And that's what you see a lot of when, you know, you talked about cross-training before. We've put a lot of players. You know, we put Brooks outside. We put Rogers inside. Nickel Roby's done a good job at nickel. Brooks has done a good job at nickel. You know, Butler's been on the outside. So we're moving those guys around now, because the one thing that we don't want to do as a coaching staff is not – we don't want to walk out of here going into training camp and try to say, well, you know what, we didn't realize he could be a better inside player, outside player. But, you know, that's a decision that we're going to have to make, and we're not ready to make that one right now.
There's been some hesitation in the past with Justin Rogers, especially, to put him on the outside because of his size alone. Is that something that will inhibit him?
I actually think he's, you know, has done a nice job on the outside for us. So it's just a matter of, again, you know, how many people are you addressing for a game, who can play outside and inside. So he's worked extremely hard, and, you know, we're getting a lot of reps, and we got some quality guys out there at receiver as far as, you know, speed. They might not have the experience, you know, that you want, and you know, but they're doing a good job. Both groups are going after each other quite well.
Was that more of what you've seen from Eric Wood so far? Was that the most that Eric Wood's done in practice so far?
Not to my knowledge, no. No, he's been, I mean, we get him a lot of work.